Hello and welcome back. My name is Jonathan Navi. I'm your grateful host for Wake Up and Smell the Miracles, the podcast that reminds you that a miracle is not an exception to the rule, it is the natural order of things. When miracles don't happen, that's the exception. Allow yourself to begin to realize that you are miraculous, you are magical. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing. Zero. Zip. It's all true and it's all for you and it starts with you. Let's get started. I want to start today's episode off with talking about optimism and positive thinking and a little book suggestion. And this is going to be a small segment for today. So the thing about delusion is that you have a choice to accept the delusion that things are not working out for you. This is called pessimism. Or you have the choice to choose the delusion of believing that things are absolutely working out for you, regardless of how things look. Now, both of these statements are true. You have one that is perceived as pessimistic. Things are definitely not working out. They never have, they never will, and that's a strict belief that a person can adhere to. Then there's the old trite cliche message that must be for a reason. The thing about both those statements is that they're arbitrary. But when we humans decide to choose one, like things are always working out for me, especially when it doesn't look like it, you get to choose between pessimism and optimism. There's delusion in both of them. The difference is that you experience a different quality of life when you do that. Now, let's talk about delusion. And this leads into the book recommendation. You know what is delusional? What's delusional is being in a Nazi concentration camp and seeing death all around you. And seeing death not just all around you, but every single moment of every single day. No hope in sight for things to change. What's delusional is believing that there's a reason why it's happening and that you're going to make it out alive. That's delusional. So you get to choose the delusion that you get to live in. And what you choose determines the quality of life that you experience, how you influence others, the difference that you make in the world. And this is absolutely a choice. Read A Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. It's not about positive thinking. It's not about optimism. It's not about delusion. But it brings things into perspective. If you're complaining about traffic, if you're complaining about a 1 hour delay on an airplane ride, yeah, those things are frustrating and annoying, and we all have places to go and people to see, and our time is valuable. But check yourself before you wreck yourself, because you are so freaking blessed. So the book recommendation right there is Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. The next little segment on today's episode is about how unless you're an impersonator, a professional impersonator, it literally does not pay to be anybody else except yourself. Modeling success is very effective to gain skills, but you still have to master the art of living your authentic self. To be you to the best of your ability. The type of music that you have, that you show up as, may be similar to somebody else, and you may be inspired by someone else, but you are a genuine original. What makes a difference is when you find your voice and sell out to it. We don't necessarily live in a society that encourages you to find your unique voice. Don't forget where you came from, but never lose sight of where you're going. Believe in your gifts. Cherish them and explore their possibilities. Make mistakes and don't be afraid to ask questions. This is how you break it down into who you truly are. And getting to that space of living your authentic self, to saying the things that are on your mind, to finding out that you're much more compassionate and considerate than you ever thought you were, is a game changer. This is the difference between somebody trying to be somebody else. Marketing and ads are targeted for you to emulate others. I believe that the universe creates things in a way that what's yours is yours. When you try to go through a door that isn't yours, sometimes it may be easy, but at some point the door shuts. Now, this topic is a little abstract, but be brave and wild at heart. Embrace all the things that make you unique. Be passionate about the things that matter to you. Find out what matters to you. Check it out. Practice kindness and compassion. I would say be a hero to someone, but you don't have the capacity to control who you're a hero to. Therefore, all your actions, all your behaviors, make them heroic. I don't know if that sounds a bit grandiose to you, but it doesn't have to sound grandiose. Be a hero to someone. Demonstrate character and be a good friend. Become someone that you will be proud of when you look back up on your life. And remember that all the quirky things about yourself, that sometimes you wish were different, are really the most special. Your hang-ups could actually be your greatest gifts. The old Rumi quote, "The wound is where the light enters." The wound is where the light enters, a quote by Rumi. Because the truth is, you are the real thing. If you're ever out there in life looking for the real thing, you will get slapped in the face by the universe with a big, "You're the real thing." This whole time, you were it. You are it. This is it. Become yourself. Trying to become anybody else in any capacity is futile. And therein lies part of your luminous liberation. Now, for this last segment on today's episode, we're going to do a little bit of time traveling. I'm going to share with you a message that I posted for Wake Up and Smell the Miracles on Instagram on March 3rd. This may or may not be for you. It'll only take less than 10 minutes of your time, and you literally can't make the wrong choice. So I'll see you at the end for our regular closing statements. Until then, enjoy this little segment. And just a little heads up, I highly recommend that you turn down your volume just a little bit due to the way that I transferred the audio file onto this podcast. It's a little bit jarring and loud, for better lack of words. The quality of the audio is a little bit different, so I highly recommend turn down your volume a little bit so you're not shocked when we go into this next segment. Other than that, sit back, enjoy. This is a goodie. That life is not a script. Excuse my language, but fuck your script. That script will fuck your shit up. And here's what I mean. Life is an ongoing, dynamic development. There is literally no way that the plan can go wrong. Also, I don't know what the plan is, and I'm okay with that. When I try to figure out the plan, the ego and the human brain tries to piece it all together. That's not how the dynamic, ongoing development unfolds.
there's literally nothing you can do to fuck it up. And that is beautiful.
So let me interrupt this 9-minute segment that you were about to hear. I tried to share with you an audio file of a video that I posted on Instagram TV. And it's a great message. I highly encourage that you go to a March 3rd post from the Luminous Navigation profile on Instagram. That is where I share the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles message. That is where I share my personal message. And for some reason, up until the place where you just heard, it stopped recording. For some reason, it recorded what you heard, and then the audio just went blank as it recorded another 8 minutes after that, but with no audio, no talking. And instead of getting frustrated, I think it's a beautiful example of how it's all meant to be. The episode that you're listening to now here on Wake Up and Smell the Miracles is a lot shorter than expected. And you can still go on Instagram, follow Luminous Navigation, and check out the post because it's a very powerful post. It was heavy on the language, which is completely okay. A lot of the times unnecessary, sometimes very useful and powerful. But I guess it didn't need to be that long, not for this episode. I thought I'd try something new, share something from the past, try to figure out how to get an audio clip that was from a video on here, and it'll work out at some point. But until then, these are the closing statements from the segment that you were supposed to hear, and the universe edited it for me, and here we are. And here we are is one of the coolest things. You're listening to this. That's not an accident. Here we are. Here you are. It's all happening. It is happening. And that's really cool. So with that, thank you so much for tuning in and enjoy these closing statements. I'm a little bit out of breath sometimes when I exert energy sharing something, and it's not a bad thing. It feels really good to get all of that stuff that was in me out. There's this real thing called spiritual constipation, intellectual constipation. It's when you pile so much stuff or that you're getting so much knowledge, so much wisdom, so many downloads, and you're not getting it out there through your creative outlook or creative output. You begin to feel like you're going to explode. And that's where these gifts that we have on social media and things that make it so easy on your phone to be able to create, to draw, to express yourself. We live in such a great time where it's so easy to be able to express yourself. You literally have to press out the things that are within you. And these things are gifts. They may not make sense when you start out sharing all this stuff, but eventually you keep doing it, a certain rhythm takes hold. You no longer have to struggle and things come out in a way that resonate in the perfect way that gets to the perfect people, like that message that was just shared with you a little bit ago. I noticed that I said something about being the free man in that little segment. And I just want to briefly touch on that. I have this affirmation that I've been sharing with people. It's also an intention. This intention that I'm going to share with you is: no thing and no one has a tether on me and my soul. Which means that I can experience life to the fullest every single day, but every night I give it away. I'm grateful that I had it, but I don't need to hold on to it. Doesn't mean that a relationship is gone when I say that no thing and no one has a tether on me and my soul. It says that I am not attached. I understand that everything is temporary. I think that being a free man or a free woman is not just essential to your success, but I've had many mentors talk about how they have to release their partner every single night, every single morning, or throughout the day. That doesn't mean that they're not going to continue to stay together. It just means that attachment that creates energy, that doesn't allow an individual or individuals to grow and to really thrive is released. There's something that I wrote, and it goes like this. I am the free man. Wake up every morning without yesterday's I am. Who should I be if I dissolve with the attachments that I've acquired and sustained? Free as the breeze is where I choose to stand, built from the good of my past, but going forward with confidence of I'm starting from scratch. Once I know who I am, from there, all is available to me. And this is a concept that I really believe that I was put here on earth to do. So I will continue mining this concept, sharing as much as I can about it as I grow and develop. What does it mean to stand free? I've been contemplating that question for decades. Freedom from and freedom as are two distinctly different experiences. I strongly believe freedom can only be defined and experienced by each individual at a soul and cellular level. A you'll know it when you're there kind of thing. Until there's something wrong with speculating or theorizing while walking the path toward your own personal freedom. A mentor once shared that if you're waiting for anything to be happy or free, you suffer. Open now as this moment, love freely in spite of resistance and obstacles. You can only liberate yourself right now. True freedom means freedom as, freedom through, not freedom from. Luminous liberation is a place that only you can take yourself to, and a step that I encourage you to take is no man and no thing has a tether on me and my soul. Be sovereign onto you, onto your God, onto your world, onto your universe. Make your well-being an utmost necessity. You cannot serve fully. You cannot love fully if you do not serve yourself first. Love yourself first. Then taking care of others or holding the world on your shoulders becomes a different task, a task that isn't one of a martyr. So with that, thank you so much for tuning in to today's very unique episode of Wake Up and Smell the Miracles. My name is Jonathan Navi. As always, I am your super grateful host. And here at Wake Up and Smell the Miracles, I'd like to remind you that a miracle is not an exception to the rule. It is the natural order of things. When miracles don't happen, that's the exception. Allow yourself to begin to realize that you are miraculous. You are magical. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing. Zero. Zip. It's all true. It's all you. It's all for you, and it's up to you. I'll see you next time on Wake Up and Smell the Miracles. Thank you so much for tuning in. You are freaking awesome. This is Jonathan Eleazar Navi, and I just want to thank you for tuning in and showing up for yourself. Every time you tune into the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast, the messages are for you, and the impact is what you do with those messages and how you integrate them within yourself. If you feel that this podcast has brought value to you or could bring value to somebody that you love and care about, please send them to our Instagram page, Wake Up and Smell the Miracles. You can also find us at Luminous Navigation and for a roundtable for men to be seen, heard, understood, and to break through what new possibilities could look like. You can also find us at the Leading Man Initiative on Instagram. Feel free to send this episode or any of your favorite Wake Up episodes to anyone that you feel could benefit from the messages here. Remember to BYOM, bring your own magic. Until next time, have a phenomenal day.